Last night, the Chicago Cubs moved one step closer to their first World Series berth in almost 60 years with an 8-3 win over the Florida Marlins. The National League Championship Series, which the Cubs now lead 3-1, continues this afternoon in Miami. At Fenway Park last night, the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3, taking a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series for the American League Championship. That game between bitter rivals showcased two of baseball's best pitchers and included suspense, anger, brushback pitches, and a dugout-clearing brawl. From Boston, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Yesterday's showdown between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees was the hot ticket in town. Along Lansdowne Street outside of Fenway Park, scalpers were getting upwards of $1,800 per ticket. But an hour before game time, the scalpers were gone, replaced by thousands of eager baseball fans, souvenir, and program vendors.
Program today's game, $5 here. Yankee fans, $10.
Yesterday's game was a classic postseason matchup. It was the final appearance at Fenway Park for Yankee pitcher Roger Clemens, who was once the Red Sox ace. But the Red Sox had their current ace, Pedro Martinez, on the mound. So Red Sox fans like Joanne Eberson were elated to get one of the last tickets to be had.
I slept on the street last night. I came at 2 a.m. and we finally got tickets at 12:45. Not much sleep, about an hour and 20 minutes. I am so excited.
Yankee fans as well couldn't be kept away, including comedian Billy Crystal.
I couldn't possibly miss this, to see Roger and more than likely his last game here. And it's Pedro, best pitcher in baseball perhaps, and it's classic. This is the turning point of the series, I think.
All right,
but who cares what I think? I'm a comedian.
As the Boston fans teased the Yankee ace with chants of Roger, Roger, the Red Sox grabbed an early lead on a two-run single by Manny Ramirez. But a Derek Jeter home run and a double by Hideki Matsui put the Yankees ahead for good. Then emotions boiled over. Pedro Martinez fired a pitch behind the head of Kareem Garcia, which prompted an umpire's warning to both teams. In the bottom of the inning, Boston's Manny Ramirez charged the mound after Clemens threw a pitch at head level, though it appeared to be over the plate and not at Ramirez's head. Both dugouts empty, and amidst the ruckus, 72-year-old Yankee coach Don Zimmer lunged at Pedro Martinez, who threw him to the ground. Later, there was another fight in the Yankee bullpen between a Fenway Park groundskeeper and a pair of Yankees. After it was over, Yankee manager Joe Torre faulted Red Sox Pedro Martinez for throwing at Garcia.
And I know there's no question in my mind that Pedro hit him on purpose. He can thread a needle at any time he wants. You know, he was probably frustrated with the fact that we hit some balls hard. You know what kind of respect I have for Pedro's ability to pitch, but I didn't care for that.
Beyond the brawl, it was a close and well-pitched game. Yankee pitcher Roger Clemens got the win, striking out 7 and keeping the powerful Boston bats relatively quiet. Clemens said he was mystified why Ramirez charged him.
I was trying to strike him out inside. The pitch was actually over the plate, I think. And I was okay with it till I looked up and he was coming out towards me, mouthing me. I mean, anybody's going to react when that happens. I don't know if he was trying to get me thrown out of the game for it or not, but, you know, gosh, when I told you all the other day it was going to be festive, I didn't know it was going to be this festive.
None of the Red Sox players spoke after yesterday's game, though their manager, Grady Little, defended his losing pitcher, saying Pedro never takes a shot at someone's head. He also said the Red Sox will be ready for Game 4 on Sunday.
I think when this series began, everyone knew it was going to be quite a battle. It was going to be very emotional, a lot of intensity, but I think we've upgraded it from a battle to a war.
After losing the first game to the Red Sox in New York, the Yankees now have reason to feel confident. With 2-1 leads in best-of-seven postseason series, they've won 6 straight times. The Red Sox, who've played comeback ball all season long, will try to stage their biggest comeback yet. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.